America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
It is out of control. The border has reached new lows. And we got video. We'll show you that coming up. Planned Parenthood skates around the law in ways that is too almost disgusting to talk about. Yeah. And human composting. Are you ready? No, I don't mean humans composting stuff. I mean humans as compost. We got the weird ones tonight. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. And a very happy, what day is it? Friday! Yes, it's Friday. We're happy about that. What else we got going on here? We got so much stuff happening today. And I'm trying to get through all of it. So give me just a quick second here while we zoom around and try and figure out exactly what's happening. Ah, there we go. Okay, I'm back. So far, technically, we're okay. I know last night, I'm sorry, it wasn't our fault. Probably a DOS attack from Rumble or on Rumble. But there was a horrible lag in last night's show. I apologize. Hopefully, we've cleared that up. We did a few little tweakies during the night last night. And we'll see what happens today. So let me know. If you are a member of Rumble, which is a free thing to do, you just sign up for a free account. And if you are, you can follow our show. Right down there is a follow button and also a thumbs up, a like button. Be sure you click that too. And you get to take part in our live chat. We've got it open. We're always watching. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to say, anything you want to add to the program or argue with. That's what we're here for. We're here for you. That's why we do this thing 5 days a week, mostly. And yeah, lots more going on, so we'll have all that coming up. Right now, though, Blackout Coffee is our big sponsor, and we thank them for being part of the show, because this program is all about America. Blackout Coffee is all about America. All of our good values, family, honesty, integrity, tradition. Blackout Coffee is 1,000% behind that. And in addition, of course, they're awake, not woke. And they make the best coffee ever. Start your day with a hot, fresh brewed cup of Blackout Coffee. I love this. People ask me, is that really black? Yes, it's really Blackout Coffee. And by the way, in my Jay Sheldon Show mug, which you can get down in our merch store. Listen. They love this country, but they also make the best product when it comes to coffee on the planet. They love making this coffee. They dedicated their lives to it. Premium grade coffee beans they source from local co-ops and American farmers. They pick only the best. And then they have a small batch roasting process, which means only after you order, your beans are roasted within 24 hours or 48 hours and then shipped out immediately to you. They're very, very, very anal retentive when it comes to shipping. They make sure it's out. You get it to your door probably less than a week, and that's a fresh roasted bag of beans. Blackout Coffee has all kinds of different roasts. They've got Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, 2A, flavored coffees. The blueberry crumble is amazing. If you really want to head out into the wild, they got 5 pound bags too of this stuff. It's great. And look at this, Second Amendment Foundation. They have coffee pods too. 2A, Covert, Cold Brew, Morning Reaper, Pitch Black Espresso, a full line of quality teas and flavored hot cocos. Also, you will find that all at Blackout Coffee. Support this company. In doing so, of course, you're also supporting our show, which is a huge, huge thing for us. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. A lot of you have gone over there and ordered your Blackout Coffee. We really appreciate that. And we hope you will continue to do that. Blackout Coffee, make sure you use our promo code at checkout, J20, J-A-Y-20. That'll get 20% off your first order, no matter how big or small your order is, doesn't matter. 20% right off the top on your first order using our promo code J20 at checkout, J-A-Y-20, for Blackout Coffee. Thank you, Blackout Coffee. All right. I don't know if you've seen the footage or not. I got a couple of clips for you I'm going to play. But this has to stop. This has to stop. It is time, in my opinion, for the military to get involved. I mean the United States military. They need to be deployed at our southern border. Shut it down. Right now. Shut it down. Secure it. And then they need to start deporting en masse. Our country cannot put up with this, folks. We cannot live like this. This is insane. Wait till you see these videos if you haven't seen them already. Every single one of us is in grave danger. And again, I was going to put some of them in the show notes. I thought, no, you know what? It's just the same thing. Story after story after story I see in putting this show together about more illegal immigrants committing crimes, rape, robbery, murder, assaults. Hundreds every day from these idiots. We are in danger. Real, sincere danger, folks. Keep your head on a swivel. We are going to lose our country if this doesn't stop. It is way past time that that idiot in the White House and his cronies do something to stop this. There was a huge breach in El Paso. Take a look. Hang on. Where's my clip? There we go. Take a look at this. Those few little people you see right down here, that's I assume maybe National Guard, Texas National Guard perhaps. Oh, it gets worse. I got more. Normally they're just coming across the border and it doesn't look like a riot. But what happened in El Paso? We got a piece of footage of the moment, actually. Oh, they're Texas National Guard troops. That's who they are. Overrun by migrants. Rioting to get across the border. This is absolute chaos. Look at this. Unbelievable. Couldn't hold him back. Wow. I say throw a few rounds off up into the air. Shoot at their feet. We need to do something. They cannot hold them back. And now it's not just these peaceful opening the gate, letting them through. When they're trying to stop them, they are rioting. You saw it. It's right there. There's the footage. I'm going to make this stuff up. It isn't going to get it any better. And yet in Washington, what do? Good old Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, blew it again. And the House GOP has sort of had it. You know, they're politicians. They're all just playing the game. That's all they do. But the headline from the Washington Examiner says the GOP House is revolting against Speaker Johnson and the spending bill. They're saying Johnson blew it. House Republicans decrying the final government spending legislature up for a vote today. According to House Speaker Mike Johnson, of failing to secure key GOP wins, 1,012 pages in this fiasco of a bill, largely negotiated behind closed doors and with very little, if any, lawmaker input. Yeah, the people you sent to represent you in the government had no input. How's that make you feel? $1.2 trillion minibus legislation, touted as a win by both Republicans and Democrat leaders. Hardline Republicans criticizing it as a failure of leadership. Boy, you're telling me. I liked it back when we were saying, shut the border or we shut the government. What happened to that? Because as you saw from our first story, that border is just not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse by a factor of 100. Total lack of backbone. Total lack of leadership. And a total failure by Republicans. No other way to describe it. Republican leaders lauded the bill as securing key provisions of, in terms of border security. Doesn't look very damn secure to me. There's more in this article here from the Washington Examiner. You want to read it. But bottom line is, Republicans, grow a pair, okay? Grow a pair. You have no cojones. None. Just keep giving in. Giving in. Meantime, who's suffering? You and me, folks. We are. Common everyday Americans are being assaulted, robbed, murdered. And that's just the border problem. It's not going to change until we make it change. It's what we need to be doing. November can't come fast enough. From the Daily Signal, this disturbing story that I almost didn't include. I am not going to play the video. No way in hell I'm going to play this video. But there is a video out there which is showing Planned Parenthood and how they circumvent the abortion laws by dismembering babies. Planned Parenthood officials appear to discuss mutilating the bodies of living children in order to bypass the federal law against partial birth abortions. Undercover video shows them talking about it. The footage revealed Tuesday at a House hearing adds to Planned Parenthood's record of barbarism towards premature babies. The new videos show Planned Parenthood's financial interest in selling the body parts from aborted children. It's even bigger than previously thought. And their criminal intent is irrefutably documented. There's no maybe, could be, sort of, kind of, looks like, maybe. No. The length they will go to in order to cover up their illegal abortion harvesting. Planned Parenthood abortion providers know their business is based on killing babies. And they are lying to the public about that fact. These videos have never been seen before. screened at a hearing called Investigating the Black Market of Baby Organ Harvesting. House Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, Chip Roy of Texas, and Mary Miller from Illinois as a trio. One video records the conversation with both Chief Medical Officer and Vice President of Abortion Access at Planned Parenthood in Houston. The officials describe abortionists who skirt federal law against partial birth abortions by using... You know what? I'm not going to do it. I can't. They describe here how they kill the baby. And I don't want to read it. It's disgusting. They know what they're doing. They know how they're doing it is how they skirt the partial birth abortion laws federally. And they fully admit to it. These people are evil. The article's there if you want to read more details. I strongly caution you against it. Read the article, maybe skip over that part. I just can't, sorry, but yeah. It's from the Daily Signal. It's beyond upsetting. All right, onwards and upwards. More stupid people. We always have great stupid people. I am so thankful for stupid people. They keep this show going. If nothing else. Oh no. Where's my link? Damn it. Hold on a second, because I gotta find this story now, and I put the wrong link in there. Damn. Where is it? I'll give you the basic headline. A UK legislator has been arrested for saying that only women can menstruate. Hang on, just 1 second. Well, here's another one. It's happening left, right, and center. I just found another article about another incident. See how quick it is? Just like that. The chair of SEEN, S-E-E-N, is being sued for saying only women menstruate. A lawyer looking for arm's length body to a government department, and I love my job, gender critical, and co-chair of the SEEN network. She's got a GoFundMe thing going on. Wow. She pledged a lot of money there. Sued because she said only women can menstruate. Oh, man. Oh, here's the actual story from Law 360. Clown world. It's a clown world. Keeps us entertained, though, doesn't it? If nothing else. Hey, do you garden? Do you have space for a garden? Potted plants, yeah, that's fine. But have you got like a little plot of land, little piece of ground, plant stuff? I know here a lot of people do. I don't. I have like a Japanese garden I built beside my house. And so I've got, you know, some ornamental type gardens, but not food gardens. A lot of people are using these compost bins where they'll take all their food scraps and things and let them compost down, get the worms going there. Well, we've come to a new step. When you die, do you know what you're doing with yourself? Well, you're not doing anything, but do you know what you're having other people do with you? Cremated, buried, cryocare? There's a new one. It's being allowed. And I'm trying to figure out how I feel about this, because on one hand, it's kind of cool. On the other hand, it's kind of weird. Delaware has joined 7 other states in allowing human composting as an alternative to burial and cremation. So, yeah, they basically just let you decompose, mix you in with a bunch of dirt, and go plant some onions up your butt. I saw once, they still exist, where you can actually have your ashes put inside this, or your body, I guess, put inside this urny-type big bag thing, which includes some sort of a tree seed, so that you become a part of the tree after it's planted when you die, with you inside of it. This article says, death comes to us all, and while we could spill a lot of virtual ink around the spiritual aspect of going quietly or not, one state dealing with the physical, and one might say logistical aspects, Delaware, legalizing human composting. They gave their final approval Thursday to a bill allowing the composting of human bodies as an alternative to burial or cremation. Wow. Supporters say, of course, it's environmentally friendly. Costs less than the alternative, cremation or burial. And you know, that is true. Honestly, my attitude about death is, when you're dead, you're dead. So what happens to the remaining vessel, this little bag of bones that you are? If you can do some good with it, why not? Medical research is one thing people do, dedicate their body to science. Although these days, that's a little iffy. But Delaware joins 7 other states. Human composting. Would you do it? I think I might. The more I think about it, the more I don't think it's such a bad idea. I mean, otherwise, you're going to get cremated. You know, you throw your ashes at sea or wherever. That's fine. I mean, it's a memory thing. It's fine. It's beautiful. I think burying your body in a casket is probably the biggest waste. And I know people have different religious beliefs. So, look, you do you. Whatever you believe, that's great. Fine. It works for you. Works for you. So, I mean, my idea was my intention is to be cremated. I would love to have my ashes spread at the base of Mount Fuji, a place I've never got to, but always wanted to. Hey, Karen Hill, great to see you in the chat. Enjoy your morning blackout coffee. Anyway, so if you're going to get thrown away anyway, why not compost? Oh, yeah. You enjoying dinner tonight? That's Uncle Harry there that helped me grow these tomatoes. Okay, that's sick, all right? Hey, we did the squatter story earlier this week. You know, those morons who squatted on the property and then they wound up arresting the homeowner. Just quickly, a Venezuelan migrant has gone uber viral on TikTok as he promotes taking advantage of the squatter rights laws. He did this promotional video in which he encourages everyone to invade private houses. So if you're an illegal immigrant looking for a place to stay, Just look for abandoned houses. Go squat. A social media influencer from Venezuela has gone viral with a video promoting squatting and instructing his viewers how to do it. Unavailable. I wonder if they took it down. They must have taken it down. Good on you, TikTok. Anyway, that'll be my next business, he says, invading abandoned houses. He claims he knows other migrants who've already successfully squatted in or seized houses, saying, my African friends have told me they've already taken 7 homes. You have to look for the return. And the return right now is invading a house. Yep. Well, the good news is apparently TikTok has taken the video down. So, there's that. Man. Unbelievable. I got one more for you before we get on with our book. And we're going to do that in just a second here. When I was growing up as a kid, I drank it every day now too. Karen and her blackout coffee. Good on you. Thanks, Karen. Okay. This is so cool. When I was growing up as a, probably 10, 11, 12 years old, I got into magic and did magic for many, many years. I did stage shows, private parties, birthday parties, all those kind of things. And it's a lot of fun. I love magic. Oh, still do to this day. The downside of being a magician is that basically, I mean, the fun of magic is being fooled. I know there are morons out there who love nothing better than to try and figure out or to reveal the secrets of how magic is done. Folks, don't do that. That's not part of why you're being entertained. You're being entertained. Take it for what it is. Yes, everything is an illusion. There's not really magic. It's illusion. But magic is so cool. And when it's done right, it is so damned amazing. And the ones, the tricks that leave you going, how did they do that? Are the most amazing of all. Anyway, to get back to my story, one of the downsides of being a magician is that basically you either know or you can figure out a way to do any magic trick you see. So the magic is kind of gone for you. Now, you can be impressed. You can still be amazed at how they pull it off or how well they do. But there are one or two tricks that for the life of me, having spent 10 plus years doing magic, that I cannot figure out. I found another one. This is amazing. Clip's about a minute long, a little more. This is some street magic. I don't know who the magician is. There's no credit given. But this is amazing. They've got this box. Looks like it's glass-walled or plastic-walled. It's on a pivot, on a stand. And the magician is inside with, I think, 3 other people. Watch what happens. This is insane, and I cannot figure it out.
Perfect. Are you set it?
Is it sturdy?
Yeah.
Are you
sure it's sturdy?
Yes.
Okay, says it's sturdy.
I want you to put your hands like this on the glass. Put your hands like this. Perfect. And now, put on your blindfold, please.
Put on your blindfold.
To keep the secret safe. Put on your blindfold. Perfect.
It's like a carnival ride.
Okay.
Perfect.
You guys fine? Everybody good? Thumbs
put
up?
Put your hands on the glass, please.
Put your hands on the glass.
Perfect.
There's no funky stuff going on.
And don't move, no matter what happens. Don't move. Even if you feel that you've been touched. Even if you feel anything.
Don't move.
Because, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going to happen?
Here we go.
Watch this.
Come with me. Live from New York, from Rockefeller Plaza, surrounded by people from all over the world. Let's do
this. So this one's just one over here that's empty. There's a spinning in this one. There's no one.
One, two.
5 feet.
No!
Gone. Look at that. Wow. Wow. That is insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen?
Look under there. There's no space. Very often with these illusions, you have some sort of a place you can escape to or whatever. There's no space. There's one stick holding that thing up so it can revolve. You've got the same box over there. What is that? Maybe 30 feet away? They start to rotate. They pull the curtain down. Boom. You see the box move around a bit as it spins. And then the other one, they close that curtain. I wish they'd gone a little further with their camera. But then watch. Look at that. Gone. And there they are. In a matter of what? 5 seconds? Wow. That's a trick. Damn. And you see, you don't need to figure it out. Who cares that you don't know how he did it? He did it. Be amazed. Enjoy the magic. We don't need to know. We just need to be amazed. Wow. Crazy. Okay. 575 shows ago, when I started this program. By the way, yes, if you look back at the history, it was originally called I'm Not Wearing Pants. I started this at the very beginning of the pandemic because I had nothing better to do. And I thought maybe we needed a place to just kind of get together. It wasn't this yay, rah, rah, pro-America conservative talk show that we have now. I'm glad it turned into that because I'm loving doing this. And I'll never do anything else. But we talked about all kinds of weird crap on this show. If you go way back, you'll find it in the archives. Anyway, from way back then, I decided one of the things I wanted to do was to help promote reading. Because you reading, yeah, great. But to get your kids to read is one of the most important things you can do for them. For their education, for their knowledge base, for their IQ, for their growth. And studies, by the way, have shown that even if you can't get your kid to pick up a book and read themselves, read to them. Same thing happens in their brain when they are read to that happens when they read. So either way, make it happen. Get your kids to read. Have them put down the smartphone for a minute and stick a book in their hands. Having said that, we've done all kinds of books on this show, mostly children's classic literature. The Wizard of Oz, White Fang, Little Prince, Jungle Book, Alice in Wonderland, Treasure Island. Right now, we went into the Wayback Machine. 1881, this was first published. It is called The Five Little Peppers. There's a whole series of the Five Little Pepper books out there. I remember my mom reading them to us when we were kids. And we're about halfway through. So we're going to continue on. Let me grab another quick suck down of blackout coffee. And head back into the Five Little Peppers and how they grew. Do put in another stick, Benzie dear, said Polly. This bread won't be fit for anything. Isn't this fun, though, cried Jasper, running up to try the oven. I wish I could ever bake. And he looked longingly at the little brown biscuits waiting their turn out on the table. You come out some day, said Polly sociably, and we'll try baking. Mammy'd like to have you, I know, feeling sure that nothing would be too much for Mrs. Pepper to do for the protector of little Phronsie. I will, cried Jasper, perfectly delighted. You can't think how awfully dull it is out in Hingham. Don't you live there? Asked Polly. With a gasp, almost dropping a tin full of little brown lumps of dough she was carrying to the oven. "Live there!" cried Jasper. And then he burst into a merry laugh. No, indeed, I hope not. Why, we're only spending the summer there, Father and I, in the hotel. Where's your mother? Asked Joel, squeezing in between Jasper and his audience. And then they all felt instinctively that a very wrong question had been asked. I haven't any mother, said the boy in a low voice. They all stood still for a moment, and then Polly said, I wish you'd come out sometime, and you may bake or anything else, she added, and there was a kinder ring to her voice than ever. No mother. Polly, for her life, could not imagine how anybody could feel without a mother. But the very words alone smote her heart. There was nothing she wouldn't have done to give pleasure to one who had done so much for them. I wish you could see our mother, she said gently. Why, here she comes now. Oh, Mamsie dear, she cried. Do, Joe, run and take her bundle. Well, Mrs. Pepper stopped a minute to kiss Phronsie. Her baby was dearer than ever to her now. And then her eyes fell on Jasper, who stood respectfully waiting and watching her with great interest. Is this, she asked, taking it all in at first glance, the boy with the honest eyes as Ben had described him and the big black dog? Is this the boy who saved my little girl? Oh, ma'am, said Jasper. I didn't do too much. 'Twas Prince. I guess you'll never know how much you did, said Mrs. Pepper. Then looking with a long, keen gaze into the boy's eyes that met her own so frankly and kindly, I'll trust him, she said to herself. A boy with those eyes can't help but be good. Her eyes are just the same as Polly's, thought Jasper. Such a laughing ones. Only Polly's are brown. And he liked her on the spot. And then somehow the hubbub ceased. Polly went on with her work, the others separated, and Mrs. Pepper and Jasper had a long talk. When the mother's eyes fell on Phronsie playing around on the floor, she gave the boy a grateful smile that he thought was beautiful. Well, I declare, said Jasper, at last, looking up at the old clock in the corner by the side of the cupboard. I'm afraid I'll miss the stage, and then Father will never let me come again. Come on, Prince. Oh, don't go, cried Phronsie. Let the doggie stay. Oh, make him stay, Mammy. I can't, Phronsie, said Mrs. Pepper, smiling, if he thinks he ought to go. I'll come again, said Jasper eagerly, if I may, ma'am. He looked up at Mrs. Pepper as he stood, cap in hand, waiting for the answer. I'm sure we would be glad if your father would be willing, she added, thinking proudly. My children are an honor to anybody, I'm sure, as she glanced around on the bright little group she could call her own. But to be sure, Jasper, and she laid her hand on his arm as she looked down into his eyes, that your father is willing, that's all. Oh, yes, ma'am, said the boy. But he will be, I guess, if he feels well. Then come on Thursday, said Polly. We can bake something then, Mammy. I'm sure I don't care, laughed Mrs. Pepper. But won't you find much but brown flour and meal to bake with? Well, we can pretend, said Polly. We can cut the cakes with the heart shape, and they'll do for anything. Oh, I'll come, laughed Jasper, ready for such lovely fun in the old kitchen. Look out for me on Thursday, Ben. So Jasper and Prince took their leave, all the children accompanying them to the gate. And then after seeing him fairly started on a smart run to catch the stage, Prince scampered on at his heels, and they all began to sing his praises and wish for Thursday to come. Good spot to stop. We'll pick it back up again on Monday. See what happens Thursday. If Jasper shows up or not. All right. Hey, that's it. Another week is in the books. You better enjoy your weekend. That's an order. Do something fun with the people you love. And thank you so much for popping by. I really appreciate it. We really do. You mean the world to me. Be sure you hit that follow button. Give us a like, a thumbs up. And I will see you all again come Monday. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.